Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first I want to thank the sponsors that help make the show possible.
I'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please visit those sponsors. Let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So always join in the discussion on Facebook for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined on SBN by Ms. Jennifer Bird with the upcoming MRE cook-off. That's coming up this weekend, right, Tom?
Right. That's a big event this Saturday.
There you go. I know she will have a lot of spicy information to share with
us. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've already bought a bunch of extra crayons because I want to make sure everybody has dessert.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, I'll tell you what, if you bring those and you can whip some of that crayon into the MREs,
it might make it worth eating.
The Air Force won't know what to do. But they will also speak with a candidate for sheriff, Mr. Paul Prine.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
What parade are you on, boy? You fell off a damn turnip truck.
Paul Burns.
That other man, the sheriff's reaching for his gun.
And, of course, Tom's tirade on protecting our mothers. It's a good one you don't want to miss. But first, it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Miss Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for your service to our veterans, first responders, military, and their families.
Thank y'all for having me on. I think I know some of those people who are going to be judging that thing this weekend.
I believe you do. I think a couple of them happen to be Pete and Nick.
Exactly. They're looking forward to it.
Yes, that's awesome. And they're great sports, and we have a real good time with them over there. But, you know, they're in that field, so they know whether the food is going to be good or not.
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you something. We had a blast over there Monday night at the bingo.
Y'all did. Y'all look like y'all were having a good time in there.
Oh, we're going to have a good time. But I didn't even have a drink either. I told him you didn't want it. As wound up as I was, you didn't want me to have a drink.
Exactly. Well, but, you know, we've got a special charity this month. So
yeah, go ahead and tell us about
it. That's why you were out there.
That's right.
So we are doing the South Alabama, the Veterans Council this month is our bingo charity.
Right.
And so we're super excited. I don't know why we haven't done this in the past. I'm not sure how it got left off the radar, but we're happy to be doing it this month and raising money for, you know, something that's always near and dear to our hearts.
Right. Well, the South Alabama Veterans Council is the largest veterans council and veterans group on the Gulf Coast here. And with the amount of membership that we've had, our a dear friend and the sheriff's friend too, Brother Lou Lartigue, he was one of the DIP boys as well. He was the president of that council, I think, for about 13, 15 years. And what an awesome job he did. And Dad Burnett, when he stepped down, and the next year we lost him. So I don't know where he felt like he knew it was coming or not, but he had a heart attack and we lost him. But anyway, we were blessed with having a new president, Colonel Barrow, and the gentleman is doing an outstanding job. But we appreciate you guys doing that because the South Alabama Veterans Council represents so many different veteran service organizations. Matter of fact, we represent all of them, and it's somewhere close to 30, I think. On the coast.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and then there's probably another 50 to 100 different businesses that are members of the organization. And because they're all, you know, they're all veterans patriots. They're veterans advocates. They want to do what they can for our veterans.
Well, we're just happy to, you know, be helping to give support in any way that we can.
Well, how about you? You got some music going on over there as well now, don't you?
Exactly. So live music in May is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for brunch. We've got a great music lineup this weekend. We got rained out last week and went to music. It is somewhat weather dependent just because it is outside. And some acts we can move inside, but some it's just a little too loud, so we don't always move it inside. So we had some rain out last weekend, but this weekend looks to be gorgeous. So we should be good to go every night.
Right. Well, that being said, on your bingo night that you have every Monday night, does that always support some charity?
It's always supportive of charity, yes. We pick a different one every month, so we do 12 different charities throughout the year. If anybody has a charity that's local that you know needs some support, you're more than welcome to give the store a call and see if we can work something out. But we do try to stick to something local.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a veterans organization, you need American flag, they actually have one on site there, and it's a regulation flag.
Exactly.
And so it can be utilized in your meetings and used for the Pledge of Allegiance. And if it's a veteran and all, you'd probably be saluting it. But the other things, what else you had going on over there? What nights are you having the music now?
So music is on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and then on Sundays during brunch for 11. And let me tell you, it was packed this past Mother's Day for brunch.
Oh, I'll bet.
All the moms had a great time out there. We had music going, and it was busy from the time we opened to the time we closed, and it was just a great celebration of all moms.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I know. Well, Nick and Pete, and you being the GM over there, you guys do an awesome job for our veterans and all. And that's what we're here to promote on this show. But well, I know we've got a big event coming up on July the 2nd over there that will be veterans related. And there'll be a lot of veterans activities there. But then when we have a lot of other events that are going on there. I know several other organizations are meeting with you guys. Is it still open for other people and other companies to meet and have their own parties and stuff over there this summer?
It is. We've got plenty of open spots. We've got a really large restaurant. I think a lot of people don't realize just how much space we have in there until you come in and you walk around and then you're kind of like, oh, I didn't realize it was this big looking from the outside, you know, looking from the parking lot in.
Right.
So we've got lots of different rooms. Porches, different things you can, you know, rent, have private area. Maybe you don't need a private area. There's just lots of space and lots of things we can do to work with your group in any way.
All right. So, and give us a phone number that they could call or a website if you have it.
They can call us at 251-626-9329. They can message us on Facebook, The Waterfront Daphne, or they can email me at CoryG@PaniniPeets.com.
CoryG@PaniniPeets.com. Thank you so much for being with us tonight and helping us sponsor our show.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Cory. And as always, you can visit ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we'll have Miss Jennifer Bird with the upcoming MRE cook-off and the Armed Forces Day at the battleship when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
And Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired shows on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone or media device. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm. And it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by a woman of words and a right cross to back it up, the lioness herself, Miss Jennifer Bird. Jennifer, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thank you, Cal. As always, you give a great introduction, but that might have been the best one so far. I liked it.
I tell you what, I'm not arguing with a lady at work works out at CrossFit. It can lift more weight than I can.
Hey, I tell you what, Tom, I heard you a minute ago talking about the crayons for the MREs. I think that needs to be put in the MRE bags, don't y'all?
I think so, too. I've got plenty of them. I told Pete and Nick over there when we were over Monday, at the bingo deal, talking about South Alabama Veterans Council. And I told him that I was going to go by and see all of the cooking teams and tell them, give them some crayons, tell them if they didn't put that on there for dessert, that their entry wouldn't be judged.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are very excited for this Saturday. This is going to be a great Armed Forces Day. I think it's just amazing. I tell you, you were talking about Lou Lartigue, too. I don't know that everyone knows that. We are kicking off Armed Forces Day, I think, in the best way possible with the Lou Lartigue Memorial Ride. And anybody that wants to do that, the staging's going to start at 7:20 in the morning in that parking lot at Ralph's. And I just think it's a wonderful way to honor a man who gave back so much
to
this community. I mean, 20-plus years in the Army, then gave back to his community and everything he did for the SAVC. I'm just really pleased that that's how we're starting this day.
Well, I really think that he helped build it to the strength that it currently has now, and a lot of people talk about us DIP guys, and they don't realize that Lou's dad was either Zip or Vic at the Zip and Vic service station there in the Curve, and the Lartigues. I was raised up with all those guys and all, and he was really a blessing in his precious wife, Miss Betty. Whew. Unbelievable, but
I'll tell you what, Lou Jr., his son, has stepped in, and he has been a fantastic help. Speaking of our MRE cook-off, and I'll get to that in a little bit.
He's an awesome veteran as well. He's retired.
Yep. Yes, he is, and it's a blessing to have him helping us. And we're getting to the MRE, but I don't want to remind all the veterans out there that our expo does start at 8:30. It's in the Medal of Honor Pavilion. We're going to have a lot of stuff there this time. We've got veteran service organizations. We've got vendors. We have military recruiters there. It's going to be a great way to continue the day and then going into the formal program at 9:30. And we have a great speaker. I don't know if you know who's speaking. It's Brigadier General Michael Evans.
Right. And awesome gentleman. Yes.
Yeah, and the Mobile Pops Band is going to be there, and then we have our special Gold Star family ceremony. So it's a great thing to just make sure that your eyes on what this day is for, Armed Forces, to make sure that we celebrate and respect the people that are serving still. And then we'll all go outside for a pretty great exhibition. I don't know everything that's going to be there. I know we've got some guys with doing some rappelling work, some we've got helicopters. I mean, it's just going to be an amazing time leading up to what I have to say, maybe it's because I've put so much into it, is our MRE cook-off at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And I will say this, we need teams. I mean, we still have some openings available. I'd love if people go to the SAVC website at savc.info, register for your MRE team. We've got a lot of fun teams. Last year, we had a couple Army. This year, I have a special one. My brother and his Army brothers are going to be cooking. I don't know if the Air Force is going to show up after what they did last year. You know, I don't know if they want to try to go after their title again. We'll see how that goes. But it's just going to be a great day. And you were talking about judges. Pete and Nick are judging it, but so is Frankie Little from Roosters. And then our fourth judge, I'm going to go ahead and announce because we hadn't done that, is going to be Patrick Jump at the Warrior Legacy Ranch. So it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then our honorary judge is Francis with Sun Paws. So we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be music out there, food trucks, because, you know, I don't know that everybody wants to eat the MREs, so you're going to be hungry smelling all this stuff.
They're not going to want to mess with those MREs after all of our teams get through cooking this stuff.
You know, we said that last year, but you would have been amazed at how good some of the food was. I mean, we were a little blown away. So I don't think the judges are as hesitant this year as they were last year doing that, for sure.
Yeah, I noticed all of them brought Alka-Seltzers, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just to be on the safe side, but I think they might have left all that behind this time. We'll see. So, you know, it's going to be a great day. Want people to come out. One of the things that we're excited about is how many of the recruiters are going to be out there. So there's going to actually be things for kids to do, too, out there, some different, you know, I don't know what all is going to be out there as far as for them to climb over, but I know it's going to be a lot of stuff. So want people to bring their kids out there, too, because that's a big focus for us, is making sure that our youth understand how important our military is.
Right, right.
And you know, what a great way to do that, to have the honoring part, but then also show the fun, the brotherhood and sisterhood of military service.
Sure, sure.
It's a great thing to bring your kids out there.
Well, the helicopters are going to be landed, I understand, is going to be on assault. And I think they might have something set up, and they're going to land and actually form an assault on something or some area out there, and give a demonstration of all of our troops at work and how that occurs and how it happens, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's amazing for all of us to see, especially people who have not been around that, who don't understand the just grueling task of getting there to begin with, but just to see them in action, I think it's be amazing, and again, amazing for our kids. And then the kids get to go out and look at some of the equipment, and that's just fun. I don't care what age you are, you know?
Well, it's so much of the equipment that is out on the grounds out there and all that. You don't, if you want to go aboard the battleship, sure, you can go in and pay their nominal fee there and do a tour. And I know that some of our guys that are participating, their wives and kids are coming over, and they're going to go on tours on the battleship while we're having our other events there. So it's but there's a lot to see, and the kids will have plenty to do.
Yes, exactly. I think there'll probably be something everywhere you look out there. And as you're talking about, the battleship itself and the grounds are amazing. And then to add all this on top of it,
right,
it's going to be
right.
such a great day. I really want people to come out there and just celebrate that day. It's so important. And again, the MRE is the fun part of it. And, you know, I've said this from the beginning, you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit, because it's just going to be a bag and you open it. And good luck. And yeah, I've seen some of the meals. It's going to be an interesting year this year.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Well, that's a really big thing throughout the United States with these MRE cook-offs. And there's a lot of that information and those particular events that are on the Internet. So you're going to see a lot better type food being produced this year out of the teams. And I understand we have about maybe have 10, but we have room for five or six more if they got the guts to come on out there and fight with a bunch of us guys.
Well, and I'll tell you what, one of the things that I'm really excited about this year is that we've got two Boy Scout teams. Because they say, hey, we want to go play with the big boys. We want to teach the old guys how to
there
cook.
You go.
So that's
cool.
Going to be great. I love it.
Cool, yeah. Well, thank so, God yeah. They're doing MREs because I had C rations. I go back to the cans with the P-38 can opener.
Yeah. That's what is it, Cal, that you used to like to do with yours, with your coffee?
Oh, well, you know, the Senka that used to be in there. Just you know, when the drill instructors weren't looking, you weren't supposed to have coffee, just rip that bad boy open, dump it in your mouth, take a swig out of your canteen, take it down.
There you go. Make your own instant coffee.
There you go.
See, I think, Tom, what we should do, since I've heard Cal talk about this so many times, I think we should invite him out there to give a demonstration.
He should come out and give us a demonstration of that sake of coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, Tom didn't have C rations. Tom had hardtack and biscuits.
Hardtack and sourdough. Yeah. Yeah, we made our own sourdough bread and all, you know. But, you know, I told you, my DD214 is chiseled in stone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With 001 on it.
Well, I will say, look, people go to the website. Again, it's savc.info. You can click an event. And to register for the MRA cook-off is very easy. It's actually an Eventbrite, and you just click on it. You pay the registration fee. It's $50. That's four-person teams. It's just really easy to do, and you've got just a short amount of time to register. So anybody that's kind of been on the fence, kind of thinking about it, you better go ahead and get in there. All the rules are on the site as well with what you can bring, because you do get some things outside of the MREs,
like
butter, flour, that kind of stuff.
Sure, you got some spices and all that are available.
Yeah, but I will say this year we're going to be a little bit more strict about going through and checking, and anything that's contraband is going to go in my special little box, and you don't get it back until after the
conference. In other words, they can't bring the taco shells.
Cannot bring taco shells. But, you know, as I said, I've seen some of these meals. Some of these already have taco shells in them. So,
okay.
You know, never know what somebody's going to make.
All right. Thank you for being on with us, Jennifer. It's going to be an outstanding event. We appreciate you being on with us tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. See y'all Saturday.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. And for further information, go to Scuttlebutt Network. And on the other side, we'll have our sheriff here, Mr. Paul Birch, and glad to have him in the house, one of the DIP boys.
Boys, give him a gun.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Keisha Chambers, a Medicare lady, and Daphne's Hottest Eatery at the coolest location, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, Charlie Wilson Agency and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And Tom, before we jump into to talk with Mr. Paul Birch, Jennifer mentioned that slogan, you get what you get and don't pitch a fit.
Right.
Are y'all going to have like T-shirts and merch out there that people can buy that say that on there?
No, but I think it's a dang good idea for us to have it next year. Yeah, that'll be cool. We'll have to make some.
There you go. There you go. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And I do recommend, you know, to anyone who likes coffee and is going to be going to Paris Island, just wait till you get out into the field and you get those MREs, and you can get a little, shot of caffeine yes. in those MREs. But throw the chiclets, throw the bubble gum away, because right. that'll get you in trouble.
Yep, yep. They say don't eat none of that dessert stuff in there, you know.
Oh my, well, yeah, you'll be the one up there telling everybody else in the pit what to do.
All right, okay, but
anyway, Tom.
We have the high sheriff in here with us tonight. It's a pleasure to have the gentleman on board there, Sheriff Paul Birch. One of the DIP boys. Glad to have you on board here.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Parkway Proud.
Parkway Proud, don't you know? Yeah. And man, what a race you guys got going on here. You know, it keeps chipping away at you a little bit. And you got 35 years in the industry. I went to the ground floor, worked your way all the way. Was actually in the police department for a few years.
I was was with the police department. A little over 9 years, and I've been with the sheriff's office since March of 1999, and worked every rank from a patrol deputy up through chief deputy until I was elected sheriff.
So that would indicate to me that you know from the inside up on what you've got and what you're working with and what's needed, and I don't think that somebody from the outside just walking in, even though you've been in the police department, I would think that the police department and the sheriff's department is two totally different types of service.
It is. It's very different. You know, the sheriff's office is much more complex than a municipality police department. And even Sheriff Cochran has said that being 10 years as the police chief,
right,
it took him about 3 years to get a grasp on what a sheriff does.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. And thank God he had some good people like yourself that was there with him. And, came up behind him and worked with him and kind of helped him, you know, learn the ropes.
Yep, it was a great partnership. He's a great man and taught me a lot as well as from a leadership standpoint. But, again, you know, walking in, being a police chief is not the same as working for
right,
a sheriff's office.
Right.
You know, police department don't have a jail.
Right.
They don't have a civil division. It's just a
Well, you're,
different
you've actually run the jail for the police department. Is that right?
What's that now?
I said you actually your jail is.
Yes, sir. It's a metro.
It's a metro jail.
Metro
yeah.
Jail.
So you actually. So they. But they don't have anything to do with running it and worrying about it.
No, sir. What I like to say is, we're the most exclusive place to come stay. You get a free ride and yeah. free meals and.
Right,
biggest all-inclusive resort in the state.
Well, if we're gonna go experience to experience, then I would think you would have that, you know, be on the high side of all that. But the other thing that I'd like to know, since this is a veterans show, is what part do our veterans play in the sheriff's department, and how you being a veteran yourself? I think you were a CB.
I was Navy CB. My dad was a Army veteran, and my son's a Coast Guard veteran,
okay.
my oldest son. So, but, you know, we really make an effort into hiring veterans, supporting veterans. We have several right now, I think five on active duty, you know, and we support that mission, take care of their families. Yeah, you know, but of the 556 employees we have, you know, approximately, it fluctuates, you know, monthly, we have 149 vets.
Mercy. That's darn near a third.
That's 26.8% of the department.
Yes, that's awesome.
And we encourage, you know, a lot of them are still in reserves, and we support those missions and, you know, welcome them back. You know,
sure.
So.
Well, it makes them a little bit better servant when they do come back from these missions and these trainings that they go on. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had... Being the we do the veterans helping veterans car show on the battleship. It's in September there, and last year we had the pleasure of being able to have the sheriff deputy of the year there, and he was a Marine.
Right. And again, that's, you know, we highlight our veterans. You know, we actually have, you know, ribbons that, you know, indicates you're a veteran and that you're, when you get hired on, you're issued that.
So. Right. Okay. But now, so you're continuing to look for veterans and to move them into.
We are. You know, one of the things that we did for a while, and most of you are familiar with the process with recruiters, they kind of rotate in and out, you know, but one thing we've done is meet with those recruiters, and when these veterans are processing out,
right,
you know, they give our information, you know, if they're interested in a law enforcement
sure.
job, and you know, we try to fast track them if they apply for the job.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, what is the other political areas that you would like to touch here that our listeners may be interested in?
Well, you know, one of the things that I continue to say is I want to build on some of the programs that we've been really successful with. You know, we have our Internet Crimes Against Children unit.
That's awesome.
They've made, yes. you know, they protect our kids from online predators.
The numbers that you've
back said, in March, oh, we yeah. hit over 500 arrests
Holy
in two
cow.
Years.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of bad people that the public don't really know that's
right.
out there.
Right.
And so we focus a lot on that. We put first agency around here to put deputies in schools, and that was in partnership with the school system. You know, sadly,
that was needed. That was
it
needed.
Was. You know, we have 90 public schools in Mobile County, and you know, the way it works is, county commission fronts the money, the school board pays them back. You know, I don't know if it's monthly, quarterly, but
right.
we have 12 deputies in the high schools, and then they trickle down to the feeder schools. What I really would love to see is more participation from municipalities and have deputies and officers in every high school and middle school.
Right.
And that's going to be what I'm really going to push for in this next term.
Well, I'm sure that's a goal that you're trying to develop, but I think it warrants that. It behooves us and our kids to be able to have that that benefit out there, because we just have many of our youngsters and don't really have the morals about guns and all now that they had. I mean, back in our days, you know, we got mad at somebody, we just have a fight. A fist fight, and it'd be over with. They probably wind up being our best friend.
I say, you're getting a fist fight depending on your age, your life,
right,
drink a
right.
beer,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
over with.
You know,
so.
And then our meet every weekend and fight each other. You
yeah.
know, I mean, we've done that too. So, but they don't do that now. They just they pop out that pistol, and, you know, we got I hadn't seen a bunch of stuff on TV the last couple of days. You know, youth, and they're all under 21.
Yeah.
You know, most of these shooters are.
They are, and you know, it's sad to see anyone lose their life, but usually the victim was not the intended target.
Right, that's the bad thing.
You know, they have no training with these, you know, handguns,
yeah.
and just start shooting, and usually an innocent person catches a bullet.
And it's just really unbelievable that that's happening. But as I say, I think it's going to warrant probably having a deputy and an officer in our schools, in every school, just about it.
It's needed.
Yes.
You know, our children are our most precious resource.
It's a hell of a note. You got to chain the damn doors closed at a school to keep people out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, keep them from harming our kids.
It is. You know, and protective measures in the classrooms to
right.
close and lock the doors.
It's unbelievable, you know. But it's we've seen that all over the world, not just in America. But so we're not the only places having that. But I'm glad to see that you're on board with that. And we're looking forward to recognizing your sheriff again this year.
I appreciate that. You know, as you're well aware, you know, we're a big supporter. I have been a big supporter of the Marine Corps League.
Yeah.
And we support it financially and with
yeah.
personnel. And, you know, we're a big partner. We have been partners with Vets Recovery for a long time.
Yeah.
John
Kilpatrick and his people and Admiral Davis do an
yep.
awesome job.
They do.
Well, a lot of things, one of the things that people don't understand is we as veterans, we put our uniforms on, went overseas to protect this country. You guys put your uniforms on every day to protect us every day. So you're veterans too, is my book.
Absolutely.
God bless you and what you're doing and hope you make a good run for this thing here on the 19th.
Thank you. Please vote Paul Birch for sheriff.
May All right.
19th.
All right.
D.I.B. It don't matter where you live in the county. It can be any municipality, and that's really, people have that misunderstanding.
Right. Okay, buddy. On the other side of the break, my tirade on protecting our mothers when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
This weekend, we celebrated Mother's Day, another one of those holidays brought to you by Hallmark, and which was probably only created as a reaction to the establishment of Groundhog Day, an equally nonsensical holiday, which only serves to put money in the pockets of the greeting card industry and the flower companies, which are incessantly hawked on mainstream talk radio. Not that I don't honor and cherish my mom and dad. I certainly miss them both. I just don't see how it fits into a national holiday, especially in today's world where many don't know who their dad is, where they are, or wonder which one of their two dads gets the card on Mother's Day. Regardless, Mother's Day makes me remember my mama and also reminds me that I can still miss her, even at my ripe old age. Wait, what was we talking about? Anyway, as a veteran, it also reminds me of all the mothers and fathers that are not home to celebrate today with their families, the ones that are still guarding the walls of freedom in dangerous lands throughout this world. I am especially mindful of the families of our recently fallen heroes around the globe, and how painful it must be for those families back home to celebrate a holiday absent the guest of honor. One could only imagine the pain that most be going through, and no words can express my appreciation for their sacrifice. God bless. They are only the latest in a string of thousands of families whose mothers and fathers went off to defend freedom and never came home. Unfortunately, we are losing mothers, daughters, and sisters here on our own soil due to the purposefully dangerous acts of the O'Biden administration, including its open border policies, support for defund the police and the law enforcement, and its active encouragement of criminal illegal aliens being dumped in our cities throughout the nation. While we celebrate our moms who are still with us, we should not forget mothers such as Rachel Moran, the 37-year-old Maryland mother of five, who was jogging along the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air, a quaint community northeast of Baltimore, when Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien, ambushed, strangled, and beat her to death. The details of her death are gruesome to say the least, but the fact that Martinez Hernandez was in the country and allowed to roam freely is equally as horrific. Apparently, this scum came to the U.S. after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador just a month earlier in January of 23. Unfortunately, he was a very hard-working illegal, just like the communists keep telling us. Only his dedication was to criminal enterprises. We know he committed at least one other crime in the U.S. before preying on Rachel, as his DNA was found at the scene of a Los Angeles home invasion and attacked in March of 23. I guess he was too busy to get out and pick the blueberries for the soccer mom.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
And then there's the story of University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, who was brutally murdered by illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra while jogging on a path near the university. Another upstanding, hard-working criminal, just here for a better life of crime. Ibarra entered the U.S. illegally near El Paso, Texas, and was, quote, paroled and released for further processing under the direction of the O'Biden administration, another Venezuelan scumbag. His first reported crime was just a year later when the New York police arrested Ibarra and he was, quote, charged with acting in a manner to injure a child less than 17 and a motor vehicle license violation. New York officials then released him. What the hell? Before a detainer could be issued, according to ICE officials. A month later, he was arrested for theft, and he also had a bench warrant issued against him for failure to appear on an additional shoplifting charge. That is what you get when you combine open borders, sanctuary cities, no bail courts, and failure to comply with federal immigration laws. On the day she was murdered, Lakin's refused Obara's demands for sex and was subjected to a vicious death at this demon's hands, details of which are too gruesome to even recall here. Lakin fought until this monster crushed her skull and then dragged her body away to cover up his crime. Many of you may recall that he sat emotionless in the courtroom during his trial, where he was convicted of murder, but unbelievably was only sentenced to life in prison. What about the girl's death? There is a special place in hell for this kind of evil. Not only did Lakin's family lose a daughter and a sister, but Lakin had written about her future, including getting married and having children. Another mother lost to those demons. And while Lakin's killer will never see another day of freedom, her family grieves in a prison of their own. God bless them. One final example of how the O'Biden administration's policies have left streets nothing more than an immigrant jungle is the recent case of the group of illegal youth attacking the New York City police officers. As the startling video shows, it was in the heart of Times Square where New York Police Department officers came under attack. The cops, walking the beat in that area, noticed about 10 to 12 individuals beginning to surround three others. The officers engaged the group and attempted to break up what appeared to be a Wolfpack-style robbery. At that point, as you can see on video, they were ambushed. Well, these illegal kids, who are no doubt have dreams, pelting the cops with scooters, basketballs, and other makeshift weapons. It has been concluded that this was a targeted attack, planned, deliberate, and carried out with intent. An ongoing investigation has resulted in the arrest of 11 teen members of the ultra-violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua. Thankfully, the officers are okay, but the ambush highlights three things. First, these illegals, regardless of age, have no respect for our country or our laws. Second, as has been reported in some outlets, the gang is utilizing these younger members because there is a sentiment by the lunatic left in New York City that these suspects are too young. Are you kidding me? Too young for serious punishment. Indeed, police sources confirm that these young gangsters are well known to them, having been linked to dozens of robberies in New York since 2022. However, each time they have been arrested, they have been released back into the community to continue preying on our citizens. Another example of the failure of the previous administration to protect its own from these vermin by not locking them up. But from the Mother's Day angle, I am left to wonder, just what in the hell are these thugs' mothers doing? I know back in my day, if I got caught doing something even remotely as disrespectful and criminal as this, and I got let out by the courts, I wouldn't be doing anything like it before soon, because my mama would make sure that I didn't see the light of day, and I most likely wouldn't be sitting down anytime soon after I got to pick out my own switches. But I'm sure it's only because mom is too busy picking blueberries in the heart of New York City.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
These are just three instances of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of crimes committed by illegal aliens willingly unleashed on our nation by the O'Biden administration. What is truly damning is that so many of our mothers have lost their children in service to this country to protect our freedoms. Freedoms from which the communist left utilized to attempt to destroy our country from within. These mothers lost their loved ones who paid the ultimate price, believing that their sacrifice would make for a safer and freer United States of America, only to be sold out by the communist progressive leftists who hate this country. They deserve better. And under the Trump administration, our border is closed. Our streets are safer, and these evil demons are getting what they deserve in whatever hell that they end up in. And so, to remember their little ones, I encourage everyone to come out to the Gold Star Ceremony at the battleship this weekend, where Alabama can remember its fallen. They sacrificed everything. We could sacrifice a Saturday. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, it's almost a shame that we didn't keep the sheriff
with us
to talk a little bit more about what he's seeing when it comes to this in our area.
Right.
Because, you know, we've got the I-10 corridor that comes right through here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is one of the biggest areas that they see these immigrants, illegal aliens.
And, you know, they're hauling them back and forth on 10. And then that's, biggest drug mule route that we've got coming out of Mexico and Texas and all over into the south and the Florida and the eastern seaboard.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, it would be interesting to get his thoughts on something.
He had we went to a break and he had something come up and he had to go handle some business for keep somebody out of trouble.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm saying, it's interesting that, we're sitting here talking about this, and we continue to see this sort of violence from this particular group. But
yes.
Hope everyone had a fantastic Mother's Day. Everybody get out to the battleship this weekend, whether you're cooking or eating or just there to enjoy the venue. That's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt. Hey, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!